and welcome to episode 4 of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I am your host, Samantha, and today I will be talking about Christmas Day. Later on, I'll be taking a few Christmas quizzes to give us a few giggles. So, let's get settled and have some fun. So, Christmas of 2020, for some people, will be very different this year. It isn't going to be like anything you've experienced before, and yet, for other people, there will be no change at all. Just to be clear, even though it may be different than usual, Christmas is not cancelled, so can we stop saying that? Please don't be a Grinch and say it all the time, because that really, really annoys me. It is not cancelled. We certainly haven't gone back in time to the 1640s, when Christmas was actually illegal in England and Scotland. We've just been told our family and or friend gathering will be smaller. That's it. It really boils my blood when people say, oh, Christmas is ruined, Christmas is cancelled. Why? Why is it? Are you going to take the tree down? Are you going to throw the presents in the bin? No, it is not cancelled. Behave yourselves. If you do manage to spend time with extended family, that's absolutely fantastic and cherish that as much as possible. Try to enjoy your time together. That means enjoying your time with your in-laws. Just smile. Just be grateful that they're still here this Christmas. If you cannot spend time with family or friends, FaceTime them, call them, text or email them instead. It doesn't matter. Just get in touch. Normally, for a lot of you, Christmas can be very hectic and draining, so take this rare opportunity to relax, slow it down, and remind yourself that there is more to Christmas than expensive presents, perfect roasties, and matching pyjamas. Take it a little slow in the morning if young children permit it. Take your time opening your presents if you have any. Look at each one properly instead of tossing it quickly to one side to open the next one. Don't set a specific time for Christmas dinner unless routine is absolutely necessary in your household. Play games, watch films, have a snooze, eat yummy foods, talk to each other, take lots of photos, laugh, relax, and unwind. Do not stress if you've forgotten something. If forgetting to buy stuffing or chocolate coins to go in stockings can ruin your Christmas, your priorities are way off. Remind yourself when cooking that it's just a fancier Sunday dinner and the shops are only shut for one day. There really is no reason to stress, and if anyone makes you feel like you're not doing enough to make the day extra special, politely tell them where to stuff it. For those of you who may be struggling financially and who are worried your children will feel left out or disappointed, please do try not to stress. I know this year has been difficult, and pardon my French, quite simply, it has been an absolute shit show. Most memories that kids have do not include what present was bought for them or how many presents there were underneath the Christmas tree. Their memories are filled with what happened on that specific day. So fill the day with lots of hugs, story time, board games, hide and seek, crafting, baking, or whatever else your child likes to do. Just be absolutely present with them. If it will just be you and your partner this year, embrace it and enjoy it. Have a sexy lay-in or have breakfast in bed. Watch movies whilst cuddling, or if you want a spicier Christmas, get creative. Get silly, get romantic. Choose something that suits your relationship. Read erotica to each other whilst you're cooking dinner. Wrap a bow around yourself and gift your partner's favourite body parts to them. Disclaimer, no removal of said body parts is necessary. Please do try and keep your limbs and boobs and penises attached to your bodies. Make your own gift coupons and add things that your partner likes. For instance, one free massage, one free hour-long cuddle that doesn't turn into sex after 5 minutes, one free blowjob without complaining from start to finish, or one free orgasm no matter how long it takes. If you want to be extra cheeky and you're 100% sure your relationship can handle some tongue-in-cheek fun, Create a treasure map using a drawing of your own body. Your body is the island, and the treasure is found at various parts on it. Do you like having your neck nibbled on? Well, mark an X on the neck. Do you like being spanked? Mark an X on your bum. And of course, for women, mark a giant X where the elusive G-spot is. That might actually do the trick. Reconnect with each other and remember, Christmas is for adults too. Now, for those of you who would have been alone as normal anyway, or for those who find themselves alone because of this pain in the arse mutant strain of COVID, it really is just another day. It's another day to get up, take a hot shower or a bubble bath. Have a tasty breakfast if you can. Take your time opening presents if you have any, whether they're from friends, family or yourself. Send a message, call or FaceTime the person who gave you a gift and thank them. Even a 30-second conversation will do you the world of good. Watch a film, read a book, draw something, play cards, play a video game, write a book, or even just have a snooze. Do whatever makes you smile and helps you to feel calm. You could even get on Twitter and get involved with people in the same situation as you using the hashtag #JoinIn. The comedian Sarah Millican has been helping people feel connected on Christmas Day for 10 years now. You could even make some new friends as well. For some of you, Christmas is an incredibly lonely time, but reach out. Don't let the pressure of what happens in books and movies or people's oh-so-perfect lives be the reason you feel like crap. If you find that your emotions are getting the better of you, just have a cry. I don't care if you're a 5'2" babe like myself or a 6'4" babe like Jason Momoa. If you've got built up emotions on Christmas Day because you're sad, lonely, feeling depressed, isolated, frustrated, or you're missing loved ones, you let those emotions out in a healthy way. Just do it. Real people cry. Simple as that. You're not a robot. I don't want to get too morbid, so I'll be careful how I word this, but please do remember, when the hype of Christmas is over, normality, in whatever form it comes in, can and will resume, and it will be 100% better if you're still a part of it. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say there. If you need to reach out, please do. I have no lists this week, as I just want you to concentrate on one thing. Christmas Day is not worth the stressful pressure you put on yourself. You do not need to perform in ways you wouldn't normally. The majority of you cook, clean, amuse loved ones, and entertain kids on a daily basis. Make it as special as you like without losing yourself. It's your Christmas too. So, that being said, try to have an amazing day, no matter who you are with or what you are doing. Please do feel free to get in touch. My email is spiritualandsexy@gmail.com. You can find the links to my other platforms at linktree.com/spiritualandsexy. That's all for part one, but coming up next is Christmas quiz time. Welcome back. I have a few Christmas quizzes to play today. Join in, pause the podcast and answer the questions. Feel free to email your answers so we could have a giggle together. So, quiz one is, would you bring these movie boyfriends home for the holidays? Would you bring home Michael from The Photograph? I don't know what that is, but he is cute. If he's a bad guy, I'm sorry, but I'll say yes. Oh, 51% agree. Nick from Crazy Rich Asians, abso-fucking-lutely, 78% agree. Trip from Failure to Launch, abso-fucking-lutely, 72% said no, that is disgraceful. Alex from Hitch, yes. Christian from Midsommar, now, that's an abso-fucking-lutely not. If you haven't watched Midsommar, go watch it. Christian is an absolute filthy snake pig. But I'm sure the actor is nothing like that, and I'm sure he's lovely, but I'm still going to say no. Exactly, 87% agree. Jesse from Pitch Perfect. Oh, he's adorable. I just love adorableness. Yes. Nate from The Devil Wears Prada. I'm going to say no. I didn't get a good vibe about Nate. He just seemed a bit meh. Nope. Noah from The Kissing Booth. Yes. He's over 25, right? Oliver from Call Me By Your Name. Abso-fucking-lutely. Tom from 500 Days of Summer. No. Nope. Nope, nope. Didn't like him. Oh, Kamal from The Big Sick. Another fantastic movie. If you haven't watched it, you have to watch it. That's a yes. He's so cute. Aaron from Trainwreck. Now, he is freaking adorable. Yes. Ray from Deliver Us From Eva. Never seen it, but he's cute, so yes. Trevor from Little. Never seen it, but he's cute, so yes. Charlie from Set It Up. Never seen that either, so... Or maybe I have. It sounds familiar. But nope. Gonna say nope. So the funny thing about this is it would appear that the bad guys, everyone turns down. We only like good bad guys, like Loki. Just putting that out there. Yes, I'm obsessed with Tom Hiddleston. No, I don't give a fuck. Quiz number two is host a celebrity Christmas dinner party and we'll reveal if you're naughty or nice. Well, I can save you the time and tell you the answer, but I'll see what you say. Invite your first celebrity: Oprah, Ryan Reynolds, Dev Patel, Emma Watson, Nicolas Cage, Rihanna. First choice is Ryan Reynolds. Serve your guests a welcoming drink. Champagne, bleh, nope. Mulled wine, yes, but makes me very, very drunk. Hot toddy, that's boring. Eggnog, never tried it, don't think I'll like it. I'm going to go for mulled wine. Invite another celebrity: Taylor Swift, Kris Jenner, Snoop Dogg, Meryl Streep, Timothée Chalamet, Tiffany Haddish. Why did Tiffany Haddish and Meryl Streep have to be in the same category? Tiffany Haddish. She's bonkers. She's definitely got to come. What main course will you be serving? Roast turkey, glazed ham, ratatouille, or braised beef short ribs? Oh, I do like ribs. Oh, yes, I'm going to choose that one. There's room for two more. Invite a celebrity couple: Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, Neil Patrick Harris and David Burtka, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. Straight up. Serve up your side dish: mashed potatoes, stuffing, mac and cheese, or green bean casserole. Mashed potatoes. Amazeballs. There's someone knocking at the door. Who is crashing your dinner party? Lindsay Lohan, Robert Downey Jr., Lady Gaga, Guy Fieri, Morgan Freeman, Ariana Grande. Oh, again, Morgan or Robert. I'm going to go for Morgan Freeman. Don't forget dessert: hazelnut yule log, cranberry tart, creme brulee, or black forest cake. Oh, I abso-fucking-lutely love black forest cake. I'm going for that one. So, the outcome is, apparently I've been naughty. Who's had time to be naughty this year? So apparently I'll be getting coal this Christmas. You may not be a goody two-shoes, but that's okay. Being naughty looks good on you. Obviously. So what if you don't get any presents on Christmas morning? You're too busy raising hell the rest of the year. Well, I know for a fact I've got Christmas presents, so stuff you, quiz. Quiz three is, fill up some Christmas stockings and we'll tell you if you've been bad. Well, according to the last quiz, you already know the answer to that. Rude. Anyway, what's the first thing that should go in the stockings? An orange, chocolate candy, money, fettuccine Alfredo. Who is putting fettuccine in a stocking? But then again, who's putting chocolate candy in the shape of Santa that when you unwrap it looks like a penis in a stocking? I'm going to put an orange. Put something else in the stockings: toothbrush, hot dogs, mini alcohol bottles, pens. Oh, well, that's actually a toss-up between alcohol and pens because I love stationery. Okay, I'm going for alcohol. It's Christmas. Let's get drunk. Put more in the stockings: lip balm, a pickle, stickers, condoms. Condoms. I'm choosing condoms. Add another fun little gift. An ornament, shrimp, candy canes or cash. I'm not putting shrimp in stockings, that's disgusting. Okay, cash. You can fit more in there. Headphones, socks, ham or mice. This quiz is weird. We're going to go for some socks. I love fluffy socks. You can fit even more in there. Golden elephants, ham, fettuccine or candy canes. Oh, seriously, start with the fettuccine. I'm going to go for golden elephants. They look cute. Add one last thing. Candy, hot dogs, vitamins or fettuccine. Seriously, who is putting fettuccine in stockings? Okay, candy. So I've got, excuse me. Well, this is just rude. I've got, I've been bad. You've been pretty naughty this year. You did a lot of bad things. You probably did some good stuff too, but people forgot about it. You're bad and you know it, and you may even be proud of it. You seem proud. I put alcohol and jewellery and fruit in those stockings. I am offended. So the final quiz for this episode is, which ugly holiday sweater should you own? I do like a good Christmas jumper, actually. What has been going well for you this year? I'm making a bit more money. My love life is pretty good. I have a new job that I like. I love my cat. I love my dog. I love my friends. I'm just chill, you know. My life is falling apart. Nothing, I am furious 24/7. I'm going to go with I love my friends. What's your favourite holiday treat? Hot buttered rum, candy canes, Christmas cookies, sweet potato pie, eggnog, gingerbread, hot cocoa, Christmas herbs or pecan pie. I like candy canes. Tasty. What hasn't been going well for you this year? My love life is a wreck. I'm broke. I hate my job. The world is awful now. I feel lost. My family life is not great. I guess I'm okay. I'm scared all the time. It's all good. Well, I'm alive, so it's all good. Choose a classic holiday song. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Wham, Last Christmas. Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis. Vince Guaraldi Trio, Christmas Time Is Here. The Waitresses, Christmas Wrapping. Darlene Love, Christmas Baby Please Come Home. Elvis Presley, Blue Christmas. Or Bing Crosby, White Christmas. My favourite Christmas song ever is Last Christmas by Wham. It just is. What do you want for Christmas? Money, love, peace and quiet, fancy things, baby, sleep, sex, a new job, weed, just a nice time with my family. Honestly, it's been a while, so I'm going for sex. And for God's sake. So the Christmas jumper I should be wearing this year is, yes, I'm still single. Why bother saying it over and over again when you can just point to your chest and roll your eyes? Thanks for that. Anyways, that's it for this episode. I do hope you've enjoyed it. If so, please like, share, subscribe and leave me a review. I can handle criticism. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Christmas. I will be back next week. So for now, be good to yourself and of course, do play safe. Bye.